The top prize at this year's Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival was won by The Limits of Work. The winner is a hard-hitting film that follows an undercover journalist as she explores conditions in some of the Czech Republic's worst-paid jobs. Ian Willoughby has the details.
Hlavní cenu festivalu uděluje poruta filmu Český žurnál Hranice práce.
The main Czech Joy Award at the 21st Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival was won by The Limits of Work by 28-year-old director Apolena Rychlíková. The film follows journalist Sasha Ulova. She spends 6 months undercover in order to report on often shocking conditions in some of the worst-paid jobs in the country, including at a poultry plant and a waste-sorting facility. Speaking shortly after picking up the top prize and the Viewers' Award at Saturday night's closing ceremony in Jihlava, director Rychlíková said The Limits of Work was intended to draw attention to the plight of the downtrodden.
It's not a film about the fact that Sasha Ulova is suffering in some job. It's a film that delivers a portrait of people that nobody has cared about for a long time. What surprised me in making it was how these people are frequently resigned and demotivated, but on the other hand, how they fight to improve their lives. I don't want to idealize them, though. I just think they have the right to live a dignified life, and that something should be done to make this possible.
Sasha Ulova said she was initially inspired to report undercover on the working lives of the worst off by similar projects in other countries.
We wanted to report about this subject, but those people refused to speak about their work, so this seemed like the only possibility. The most horrible moments were when they shouted at me in some job or were otherwise rude. It was also tough not seeing my children. Even though I was working in Prague, I tended to be there till late at night every day.
As for what can be done to improve conditions for those at the bottom of the labour ladder, Apolena Rychlíková offered several suggestions.
We could speak about how property is seized in bankruptcies. We could speak about raising the minimum wage. But first and foremost, we need to discuss adherence to the labour code. What we, who are considered the intellectual elite, can contribute to society is greater support for those who are on its margins. These people really feel abandoned, and it's up to us to build a bridge of trust across all the social classes.
And according to the director, there has already been interest in The Limits of Work, which is part of Czech TV's Czech Journal series, from other Visegrad states, where the worst off frequently suffer from similar hardships.